Thank you, Michael, and thanks for everyone for coming again. Again, nice to see familiar faces. We have our regulars and we have new visitors as well here in the studio and in the lobby as well. So don't worry, you're not missing anything. You're seeing it on the big screen. It's exactly the same. And to everyone on Facebook Live, hello as well. It's great to see you all here today. And Michael talked about the, I can't remember the term he used, but the excellent panelists, the excellent people we're going to hear from. And he's one of them, so that's great. So he's one of our first guests. Michael Shimada is artistic director of the Belfry Theater and is directing the Belfry's production of I Think I'm Fallen, The Songs of Joni Mitchell, which he co-created with Tobin Stokes. Tobin Stokes is a local composer who writes for orchestras, choirs, soloists, film, television, and theater. And later this month, New York City Opera presents his opera Fallujah at the Duke Theater on 42nd Street. Yes, that 42nd Street in New York. So please welcome both Michael Shimada and Tobin Stokes. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
The full title of the play is I Think I'm Fallen, The Songs of Joni Mitchell. I wonder, first of all, is it a concert or a play or something else? Tobin, how would you characterize it?
It's something else. Yeah, it's... it's well, depending on what your definition of concert and what your definition of play is, it's either both or it's a hybrid. And it's not a hybrid we've invented. We've seen some of these shows here before at the Belfry, a couple of them over the last, well, I have over the last 22 years. And we create a world where magic things happen based on the building blocks of songs. I don't want to give too much away, but it is its own format, and I don't know what it's called. Do you?
I don't really. I mean, I would say if I had to fall one way or the other, I would say it's more theater than concert. But I like that you say it's something else. It is something else. These the five performers we have are really something else. There is a story there that we have woven out of the lyrics of the Joni Mitchell songs by virtue of the order that they're in and who sings them, which characters sing them. So there are characters that you follow through so that you're not hearing a person sing a song and then sing another song unrelated. You follow their emotional journey, and I think that's what hopefully is gonna kind of hook people in besides the fantastic words and music.
How did you choose the building blocks, as you put it, Tobin, the songs of Joni Mitchell? I mean, I don't think, especially this audience here today, you're going to get a lot of argument, but I wonder what was the impetus and what led to Joni Mitchell being the inspiration?
That was Michael's choice.
Yeah, I put the season together, and in this slot, I had a fantastic American play that I've had on the list for a couple of years. And I looked at the season as putting a season together is kind of like creating a meal. You know, you want a bit of this and a bit of that, and I felt like there was a flavor missing. So, and the fact that we were coming off the 40th anniversary season where we had both Chelsea Hotel and Puttin' on the Ritz, so two pieces that were predominantly music, I felt that I wanted there to be music in the season. As the season is also all female writers, that obviously meant I was looking for a female composer, lyricist, as I wanted a Canadian. It kind of led pretty naturally to Joni Mitchell, and added, obviously, is the fact that she is such a remarkable, remarkable writer. So that was kind of the journey to choosing the play.
Can you talk a bit about the collaboration between the two of you and between the music and the story?
Sure. Yeah. In rehearsal, it's fascinating because we take turns as sort of a tag team abusing the cast. You know, Michael sets them up and has them do this and that, and then I do more of that together. And there's it overlaps a little bit, but we each have our expertise, and we each have we share a vision, but we each have our practical ways of working with the singers and the cast to put it all together. So I guess I'm not explaining it very well. It actually goes a lot smoother than how I'm describing it in rehearsal.
Yeah, I mean, because we're tailoring songs to work in certain emotional situations, and because we want to find, in some instances, we want to find a different way into the song so that we hear the words in a fresh way. So I might say to Tobin, can we kind of, you know, in a vocabulary that isn't music, I will say, can we go flatter with it? And Tobin tries to figure out what I'm talking about, and then throw something at our amazing actors, singer, musicians, and then together, like Tobin and the five cast members, come up with magic that is always more than I meant when I was hunting around for words.
Yeah.
Now, is it all sung, or is there a lot of spoken material in between the songs?
No, I think there's two spoken words.
Yeah,
or two spoken lines. Two spoken lines. Yeah.
It's sung. Yeah, it's all sung on Joni's melodies. It's all based on that.
But are all the lines Joni's, or there's a lot that's
nope,
written in between?
No, I would say all the lines are Joni's. We've occasionally changed a pronoun. Right?
Yeah.
We haven't done much more than that, really. But they're all her words and all her music.
Yeah, all her melodies and all her chords. We changed a few chords, but nothing. We just used relative chords. We haven't gone, you know. So we've pretty much used Joni's creation as, you know, to build everything.
Now, I wonder about, there's the two of you collaborating, and then, of course, you're collaborating with your actor musicians on stage, and I wonder how that evolves once they get the piece and the song in their hands. Have you noticed, I mean, is there a lot of collaboration, and do they end up influencing, changing some of the pieces much?
They do, and some of them came to first rehearsal with, you know, just blow-away performances of certain songs, and so we also took that into consideration as well. And each has their strengths. They all have strengths on the different instruments. So we were able to say, okay, well, you've come with this amazing piece, but what about if this person sings this verse, and why don't we take the guitar away from you and give you piano for this and see what happens? And it's just a real incubation period. It's been really, in the best way possible, a really messy situation. I love when you get everything's messy and chaotic in rehearsal, and you just try everything, and you tell an actor what to do, and they do it well, and then you say, actually, no, you're not going to do that anymore, and then you switch it around, and the cast is so good that they're totally open to this. They're ready to try anything.
Before we start rehearsals, I said to Tobin, you know, I have to tell you, I'm actually panicked about this. Yes. Because I'm a control freak, and I usually go into rehearsal, you know, with everything kind of laid out, and it's been so healthy for me, but until we got started, it was a bit of an unknown territory to come into the hall knowing that we were going to create, you know, that we had a ground plan, we had a blueprint, but the real building was going to happen in this room, and the cast have been absolutely amazing, as has Tobin. It's been fantastic.
It's been a risk that's totally paying off. Usually when I'm hired to arrange a show, I show up on the first day with all the music, you know, sheet music, everything done. I showed up with nothing on the first day. And everyone's like, well, where's the music? I said, well, it's here. It's in the air. We just have to find it. Yeah.
What a difference between you, for instance, composing a symphony.
Sure.
Or you directing a 200-year-old play. It sounds like it'd be a little harder on both of your nerves in the meantime. Is that fair to say?
Well, you when I told you I was panicked, Tobin said, oh, I do this all the time.
Yeah. That's great.
Like, okay, great. That makes me feel better.
But I wouldn't do it to a symphony orchestra. It would just be nodding. You know, it just would that would go nowhere.
Yeah, and I guess, you know, lead violin wouldn't say, how about I just ignore this and play this instead?
Yeah. Yeah. That's not a good idea.
So it's Tech Weekend right now. Yep. And how is that going? I mean, how do all the different design elements start getting added, and where are you this Tech Weekend?
Well, I would say it's gone incredibly smoothly. Actually, Ben, our technician up in the booth, said, I came in and I didn't see the carpenter, so I'm assuming that the set's all done. Because normally when we do before play, a lot of the craftspeople are here still working away on stage. But in fact, we're in great shape. The set looks beautiful. The lighting is beautiful. We'll add costumes this evening, and it feels too. Yeah. So this has been a very easy and graceful tech week so far. Would you say?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder finally what each of you hope audiences will take away from this production.
Well, for Joni fans, which I assume most of you are, you'll get to hear her words and her melodies and her chords in a whole new way. We've designed a lot of the music, just stripped it right down to whatever its bare kernel was, and then built it up with the strengths of our cast. So everything was based on the words. So you're going to hear the words, and you're going to hear them all, like I said, in a new way. And for those of you that don't know Joni Mitchell's music as well, it's the same thing. You have an opportunity to learn all about her a lot of her great body of work. Yeah.
Michael?
Yeah, her writing is so human. Her songs are so human. And I was saying to Gregor before we started, there are a couple of songs in the show that I can't get through without, like, listening to without crying. There's something, she's so personal. Her songs are so specific to what was happening in her life. So that, as a result, they're incredibly illustrative of what we go through emotionally as human beings as we try to, you know, get through life. So I think it's a great opportunity to listen to her genius. And as Lydia and Don and I were talking about beforehand, Bob Dylan just won the Nobel Prize, which I think is a tribute to all singer-songwriters like Joni Mitchell and Leonard Cohen and Bob Dylan to acknowledge the real accomplishments of these writers.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you, Tobin.
Thanks
for joining us. Michael Shimada and Tobin Stokes are the co-creators of I Think I'm Fallen, the songs of Joni Mitchell.